Aries, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. And this week could prove to be, well, extremely dynamic for you, but also kind of frustrating. And the truth is this, I'm not going to sit back and tell you, don't do this, because this mindset this week for you guys, you can't hear don't. Because all you want to do is do, and you want the change now. But it's not clear what needs to be changed in terms of your process, your strategy, or how you do things in general. And that can be extremely frustrating. So we're going to get into the astrology. I'll explain it all to you. Then we're going to get into the cards. If you want to skip right to the cards, it's about 6 minutes in. So check that out. But I love astrology. So for those of you who love it too, hang with me. I'm going to go over the astrology, then get into the cards. There's always an extended reading that I create for you guys, for those of you who want to join me for a deeper reading and a more intense and detailed reading. So that link is down below, or you can join the Unbound membership to this channel and get unlimited access to all the extended readings plus all the channel perks. I have a second YouTube channel too, which not this week, but most weeks I am over there doing live daily tarot card readings. So I invite you guys to join me over there. It's called Astrology Motivation, and I'll attach the link above. Aries, please remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Aries content is uploaded every single Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, what's going on with the astrology? There is a Pluto-Mars square that is the biggest thing that's going to influence, impact you this week. And what does that mean? Well, it means that there is an amplification of the intensity of which you want to do something or get things done. It means that if you don't see progress or change happening quickly, you'll know you'll be very passionate about what you want to change, but it'll kind of be, it won't go as smoothly as you want it to go. Not that there's any going to be any horrible things that happen, but you can, you do have the tendency to jump the gun or try to rush things or try to push too hard when you don't see them flowing in this energy when Mars is square to Pluto, because you won't see the flow. You know, it won't happen that fluidly. Here's what you can do. Do breathe. Do fan that fire that's inside of your belly this week with air, but condition it to be released and breathe it out. Do like fire breath, like they do in yoga a lot. Sometimes they call it lion's breath. Like, I know it sounds funny and silly, but just take a huge exhale out and really visualize the fire coming out of you to calm yourself down. Meditation is really helpful, and grounding is really helpful to stabilize all the chaotic energy that you're going to feel flowing with you. Many of you could be actually in the middle of some major transition in your life, doing things, going places, moving somewhere, all of those kind of things, starting new jobs, etc., etc. All of those things could be happening to you, and the relative tension or kind of chaos that comes along with all those changes is amping you up and making you want to make things happen as quickly as possible, which makes sense. But there's this interesting, in the beginning of this week, there's this interesting quincunx to the South Node that makes me think finding different ways or finding where you belong or where the path is heading is not going to be as obvious to you as you would like it. It's not going to be as clear. What do I want to do? Where do I want to be? How do I want to go about doing this? You know, thinking is a wonderful activity right now. Thinking to make decisions, thinking to ask yourself these important questions and get the answers from yourself. All of this is very productive work this week, because Mercury, not in any way related to you guys, but it's still up in the heavens, right? It's very clear. So thought is very clear this week. And I think that if you find a way to be active in understanding your feelings, how you're reacting to things, what drives you, and what's changing in front of you, whether you have control over it or not, the doing of understanding can be a good place to put your mind this week. Let's get into the cards. Aries. Be at home. This is in the past. It's almost like you know where your home is, but it's not home anymore. So have you ever heard this song by Neil Diamond? It's called I Am, I Cried. One of my favorite lines ever is in that song. And it says, LA is fine. LA, the line goes, LA is fine, but it's not home. New York is home, but it's not mine no more. And it's just this feeling of being in between and not knowing what the hell that makes you. And I feel like if there's any representation that's perfect for this week for you, it's that. So we have home in the past. So are you thinking of returning home? Are you wanting to go home? Or are you looking for the feeling that you used to have when you were at home? Because you relate feeling at home to a specific set of feelings. I feel like there's longing for this. Could also be something with family. Use your mind wisely. This is inopportune things happening to you, things that will come up that will surprise you or that you won't be able to plan for or really understand all that well. This is also a sense of jumping into things head first without really understanding them and could in some ways cause some issues. Use your mind wisely. If you're using your mind irrationally, then of course, because it's in reverse, right? So this is a sense of using your mind irrationally. And because you're using your mind irrationally, there is that sense of you could cause yourself some potential injuries. Not necessarily not fatal injuries, but damage. It doesn't even have to be physical injuries, but it could be injuries to whatever you're doing, your process, or stuff around your house. Just, you're moving too quickly and you break stuff. That kind of thing. Interestingly enough, it may give you some clarity. Let's get further into that. And then we have make your dreams real. This is in reverse. This is very manipulative energy in reverse because it means somebody else is trying to guide you, lead you, or drag you along with them. Maybe you've been dragged into or should very much watch out for being dragged into something that you're in over your head with or that you don't understand completely. Any kind of push or drag or insistence is going to feel natural, but it's also going to lead to more damage this week. So let me just meditate on these cards for a second. I just want to get a real understanding. Make your dreams real. This is 11-11. This is 7 plus 4. This is 5 plus 6, but they're both in reverse. So it's almost like either A, awakening and realizing how you have been sort of bamboozled or manipulated by a certain person or a situation, or this is a sense of not seeing it. There's something here that you're not seeing. What are they not seeing? What are they not seeing? Now, of course, it could lead to, especially if you're dealing with Scorpio, some sort of manipulation. Doesn't have to be malicious towards you, but just a sense of you're not seeing some decisions that they're making. They're not telling you about it. It is intentional, and they probably should be telling you. Do they have to be a Scorpio? No. This could actually be a mother figure, some mother figure in your life, or grandmother figure, matriarchal figure, trying to weave things around and make you just kind of go along with their plans, make decisions for you. We have tend to the small things. All of these are coming out in reverse, and now I see it. But still, there's for a reason. Tend to the small things. This is mouse spirit in reverse. Something's built up. This is sickness, some type of illness that's been built up. And let it shine. Maybe something that you don't want to talk about or don't want to think about. And honestly, at this point, this is a confrontation. This would be a confrontation with something. There isn't anything that you could do at this point. So things have gone too far. So it's really just about letting go. And you didn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? There's a sense of not feeling responsible, or struggling with not feeling responsible for this. Like, if I didn't do something, I should have done something, or I should have been able to do something. I should have been able to figure something out. I just don't think you saw this coming. There's something here that you really legitimately did not see coming, probably intentionally, because somebody intentionally kept it for you. They could have been trying to protect you, especially if this is some matriarchal or maternal figure. They didn't want to tell you this or let you know this because they wanted to keep this aura of feeling safe. This could be you as well. Let's get a little deeper into this. Nine, but it's kind of coming up wonky or in reverse. That is a sense of somebody's really not ready for this. There's an ending that's coming that you're not ready for. What does that mean? Now, I heard that some of you are saying, well, I'm definitely ready. I can't wait to go. And that's good. For those of you, I would say that you're ready to go. You're ready to make the move, but you're not necessarily ready with what's coming on the other side of it. There's a blind spot here. And maybe that's just what it has to be right now, but I'm going to try to get you some information on that. And then we have a lot of you, I think, who just didn't see something coming. And now you know it at present time. Maybe it just snuck up on you. You will at least know it by the end of this week. And then it's, okay, how do I scramble everything together and figure out how to do something about it? You will want to do something about it if you can, even if it's just to help somebody. You know, you may not be able to make the whole situation go away, but even if it's just to help somebody, it might have to do with health. DNA, when the DNA card comes up, this is a sense of, at this point, this is almost like a recalibration of the very cells of your body, remaking you from the very insides. This also could have to do with something on the cellular level regarding your health or a loved one's health. So that may be something that you might want to check up on to get the upper, just to get a head start on. Aries. Aries. All right. Okay. Be peace and believe in yourself. You've already planted the seeds. When these two cards come up together, this is like, listen, you've already planted seeds. Somebody already knows you love them. Somebody already has confidence in the work that you do. Somebody already sees or knows that they want you to work for them. Somebody already understands your value. Aries, they may not have told you yet. The message may not have come across to you. Wait for that, especially by this beautiful new moon that we're going to have in Cancer. But ultimately, it's like, wait for the message. You've already planted the seeds. You've let somebody know that you care, that you're there, that you're trying to help, that you want to help. Ultimately, I think you will help. But this is just a sense of, we're only at the beginning. You can't, like, the challenge will be to not rush yourself to the end. Okay, let me fix this. No, let me bring the toolkit over to the house. Or let me call you right back. And when I do, I'm going to call you from the garage to give you the inventory of all the tools that I have that I will gladly lend you. So it's not trying to leap right ahead to, let's get this built today. Just a sense of, hey, let me take this inventory of how I can help. That is a perfect way for you to put your energy forward in a very progressive way. And of course, I mean that metaphorically, but it's almost to like try to calm you down, to keep you in the motion of activity, but at the same time, not make you feel like it's all your responsibility, like you were supposed to be the one to solve this, cure this, fix this, because you're not. Because you're not. It's, you're not in this all by yourself. Or you shouldn't be. But I'll tell you, you're going to really, really be of great help to somebody. this could also be that you finally come to a conclusion after all of this kind of chaos going on inside, that you made the right decision. So that could bring the two groups of you, right, together and say, I'm really happy. Now, you could also come across luck, especially after that quincunx is removed, so later on this week. You could also come upon some luck or just verification, like finding a way to make things happen, make them work, make them come together, that you can lay a foundation for something. You can plant a seed somewhere. You can make your new start somewhere. It's almost like breaking ground somewhere. Hey, honey. You ready to go? Here, let me just finish this. Yeah, so ultimately it could be just like that you're ready to break ground somewhere, or you're at peace with the decision that you finally made, or the decision that was finally made by somebody else. This is the toggle point. This is the challenge this week, is to figure out, how do I balance the sense of I want to be productive with I have to have control? That's going to be the challenge, especially with that Pluto square Mars. That sense of, yes, you want to still be active, but you're not going to have control. Because when Pluto is square to anything, Pluto takes control. So you're not going to have control. But that doesn't mean that you can't feel productive in the situation and be a contributing factor, right? So you let me know, guys, in the comments below, because you know I love to know. How is this energy playing out? Is somebody in your family ill? I know that one of my best friends who's in Aries, they're going through that now. Is something going on with your job? Are you moving? Like, how is it playing out in your life? Because this is all that fine-tuning or trying to find a balance point between I'm making these decisions, I'm starting this off, and then I'm letting the universe carry the rest for it, because there's only so much I can do. Hold on. So we have... this is coming out in the future. A time to give rather than take. So that's not true. And believe in the impossible. There's almost a sense of in the future, feeling like you don't have much of a choice, or you're squeezed into a situation, or wait. You have to be open to receive. This is going to be a very challenging position for you this week. Because it's almost like right now you're kind of standing there, ready for something to fall into your arms, but you have to prepare yourself. You're like doing the squats to strengthen your legs because you know it's going to fall, and you can be around to catch it. So I kind of do see you as being really definitely in control this week, as long as you don't try to, I don't know, like force things on a schedule. Maybe that's not a really good way to describe it. Let me keep going. This is the same energy, very similar. It's not about giving, it's about receiving, it's about taking. But taking what? What is Aries taking? What are they supposed to receive? You know what I just heard? Acceptance. Something here, especially around your childhood home, regarding your family or where you come from, is breaking apart. Or it's not as good as you remember it. And it's being open and receptive to how things are and what they are now, as opposed to what, bless you, as opposed to what they used to be. Bless you. And then we have trust in the magic. Trust in the new start. Trust in the new beginning, and trust in what you can't see and don't have control over. What does that mean, though? Can you give me specifics? Who is this? There's an alignment here. The High Priestess is here. There's an alignment here. But what does that mean? Having faith? You're moving somewhere. It's having faith in moving on, having faith in moving forward, or the transport of something. This is also getting over worries or stress. It's almost like getting over worries and stress because of faith or through faith. But who does this have to do with? Four of Swords. it's almost like a lost or fallen companion or somebody that you said goodbye to, or issues from the past that upon review, you start to appreciate your life so much better. That's kind of what it is figuring out how to appreciate your life in ways that are different than where you normally set those value markers. And something is happening to you outside of you to make you realize that. Nine of Pentacles is here, and there's a lot of profit here. There's definitely a lot of money, maybe money coming towards you, or appreciation coming towards you, of people starting to show gratitude. Nine of Pentacles. Let's put it this way. What I was going to say is this, Aries. The breakthrough comes when you realize how much you're impacting your own bottom line right now with all the worry and all the stress. So once you de-stress or find a way to let go and release and not be in control, that sort of releases the entire vacuum around you, and that's when your abundance falls into your lap. So it just depends on how quickly you can get there. Let's go to the extended. I'll see you guys there.